This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for decision. Decision by whom? By the United States Senate. The United States Senate deciding whether or when is really more to the point. They're going to confront that vetoed defense appropriation bill. It's crucial. It is actually a defense authorization bill, the National Defense Authorization Act. It's $740 billion to keep America safe. President Trump vetoed it. He vetoed it for unusual reasons. But the House has overridden that veto. Now it's up to the Senate to override the veto. The Senate was about to do that, but Bernie Sanders objected. And then, by the way, Mitch McConnell objected back on what Bernie wanted to do, was to vote immediately on those $2,000 checks that the Democrats, aligned with President Trump, want to send out to everybody. Is that a good idea? We will talk about that. We'll talk about that with a former congressman who actually is the guy who wrote the legislation protecting Internet providers from being sued based on what contributors actually posted on the Internet. That happened way back in 1996. So where do we stand now with that provision? We'll be speaking to former Congressman Rick White on that. We will also be speaking with Cal Thomas, who says he has the perfect candidate for Republicans to nominate in 2024 to win back the White House. Yes, I think Cal Thomas believes that Joe Biden will be inaugurated on January 20th, which I guess ought to be obvious to everybody who is in living in a dream world. But so who does Cal Thomas think should be selected? Yeah, I will give you a hint. It's not Trump. We will get to that and much more on an extraordinarily busy day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, first of all, just to bring you up to the latest. The House of Representatives voted yesterday to authorize a change in the bill that President Trump has already signed. They're trying to send checks out the door. It actually wouldn't be checks. It would be direct deposit transfers to basically everybody in America. That would grant $600 per adult and then allowances for dependent children, but not for adult dependents. In any event, that would be raised from $600 per person to $2,000 per person. That's what President Trump had suggested. He signed the bill anyway. The bill was passed in the House with solid Democratic support. I think every Democrat voted for it. Two-thirds of Republicans voted against it. Why? It's actually more than two-thirds. The overwhelming majority of Republicans voted against it. Well, because it adds, all of a sudden, $500 billion, a half a trillion dollars, to the national debt. And it's a real problem because that money isn't targeted at all. That $2,000 would go to people who have not suffered during the pandemic. And there are people who have relatively ridden out the pandemic okay, people who are working from home, who are earning well. And the idea that there's this political stampede right now because everybody out in America says, oh, yeah, I'm going to get $2,000 in free money, or if I'm a couple, it's going to be $4,000 in free money. That can make a difference to just about anybody. And that was what Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat of Connecticut, was trying to get across. Basically, hey, come on, we're giving out free cash here. You got to support the Democrats. And he attacked the Republicans for being reluctant to do that. This is clip one.
A lot of Republicans are A lot of Republicans are saying they object to the payments because it costs too much and it's going to add too much to the deficit. Well, frankly, spare me the fake righteous indignation about the deficit all of a sudden. 3 years ago, these same deficit hawk Republicans passed a tax cut bill that before the pandemic hit had already added over $200 billion to the annual deficit.
Okay, this bill that they're talking about passing in a stampede right now, and they may not get it, by the way. There are only five Republicans, including the two endangered Republicans in Georgia. Only five Republicans so far have actually spoken up in behalf of raising the checks from $600 to $2,000. They're actually a fairly large group of, I think, conscientious Republican senators who say we shouldn't even be sending out $600, let alone $2,000 per person. But Senator Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, of course, tried to put as much pressure as he possibly could to force the hand of his fellow senators on the Republican side of things, the majority of whom oppose this increase to $2,000. Here is the senator from New York. This is clip two. Senator
Will Chuck
Schumer.
Republicans stand against the House of Representatives, the Democratic majority in the Senate, and the president of their own party to prevent these $2,000 checks from going out the door? We're about to get the answers to these questions.
Okay, my ardent hope is, yes, that they will prevent those $2,000 checks from going out the door. Look, there are things in the COVID relief bill that are great, that help to protect people who really are suffering, to help protect people who don't have enough money to pay the bills, who don't have enough money to pay for heat in the wintertime. All of that is important. But that doesn't mean going ahead and providing $4,000 to a couple that's earning $150,000, that hasn't lost their jobs, that hasn't lost hours, that's doing okay. This whole idea, since when is it a conservative value to just send money to people? And this is not like a tax cut. I noticed that Senator Murphy, he was talking about the tax cut. First of all, his math is wrong. It didn't cost that much. But even if it did, he's saying it cost $200 billion. That's for a year of letting people keep more of their own money that they actually earned. This is giving people money they have not earned. It is trying to help people who are suffering from the COVID-19 lockdowns and difficulties. Fine. But the idea that it is not specifically targeted to the people who need it is deeply problematic. Here's where it gets complicated. I'll try to give you a sense of this. This is the latest dispatch, and it really is literally just minutes ago, from the New York Times. Senator McConnell, majority leader, today blocked an effort to hold an immediate vote to increase stimulus checks to $2,000, saying instead that the Senate would begin a process to consider bigger payments along with other demands that were issued by President Trump, leaving the fate of the measure unclear as more Republicans clamored to endorse it. Mr. McConnell did not elaborate further on how or when the Senate would consider Mr. Trump's demands, which the president made on Sunday after he finally agreed to sign the $900 billion stimulus package and the government spending bill into law. Mr. Trump had held the package hostage for days, insisting that lawmakers triple the direct payments to $2,000 from $600, and also that they remove a legal shield on companies like YouTube and Facebook and investigate, quote, very substantial voter fraud, unquote. What happens next? Mr. McConnell's decision to block a vote on increasing the stimulus payments came as a growing number of Republican senators voiced support for the larger checks. It is still only five who have publicly done that under these circumstances. Where do they go from here? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
On the MedVed Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There are two crucial issues confronting the Senate of the United States right now. And one of them, the one that they were about to take care of this morning, is overriding President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. That's $740 billion. Among many other things, it not only provides for equipment and better preparation for our troops, it provides a pay raise for all of our troops. And that is a very good thing. So why is that even an issue? It passed overwhelmingly. It passed with over three quarters of the votes in the House and the Senate. Everybody negotiated this. Everything was good. President Trump vetoed it. And he vetoed it because of two things that he focused on. One was the idea that it had in it language that would have allowed the Department of Defense to rename some bases like Fort Hood in Texas and Fort Bragg on the East Coast that are named after Confederate generals. Okay, that's something President Trump was willing to veto the bill over. He also vetoed it because it didn't have in it any move to punish the social media, to punish Facebook and Google and perhaps even Twitter by removing Clause 230. I know this is complicated. From the Federal Communications Act. What does this have to do? A national defense bill providing a pay raise to our troops? What does this have to do with the Clause 230 of the Federal Communications Act? Nothing. It has nothing to do with it. So why is it there? Because this is something President Trump feels powerfully about. We're going to speak about that and about how you can maybe deal with that kind of legislation the right way. President Trump is, I think, deluded to think that there is anything under this hurry-up basis that is going to be supported by Democrats, let alone Republicans, on getting rid of protections for some of these internet companies. Now, what are their protections against? They're protections against being sued because of something that someone posted. In other words, let's say President Trump posts something that is libelous, that's defamatory. It could happen. Frankly, it has happened. That he posts some kind of charge against somebody that just isn't true, that shows reckless disregard for the truth, that does actual damage. Okay, right now, because he's not an employee of Google, he's not an employee of Twitter, literally, the company can't be sued for putting his problematic material on their platform. Now, most people would say that if you got rid of that provision so that you could sue Google or you could sue Twitter or you could sue Facebook for anything that was posted, what you're going to do is you're going to get much more censorship. And that, in fact, is my belief, which is why this whole fight is so crazy and especially coming right now. Here's what happened this morning. And boy, it shows you what a tough job Mitch McConnell has. And as I often do, I salute this guy because he's one of the few people who is keeping our entire government functioning. And bless you, Mitch McConnell, for doing that. They were about to vote on the National Defense Authorization Act and overriding President Trump's veto. It would be the first time he's vetoed eight different bills. It's always been sustained. Never before have they gotten two-thirds of the votes in both houses of Congress to override a Trump veto. This one was clearly going to be overridden. The vote was overwhelming in the House. It was about 6-1 overriding the president's veto of this bill because people want our national defense funded. And they want this pay raise for the troops, which I think is a very popular piece of legislation. So they were about to vote on this veto override when Bernie Sanders stood up. And Bernie Sanders basically was saying, I'm not going to let you do this. I needed unanimous consent. He objected to them voting on this until they voted first on the $2,000 checks. Why, he said, the Vermont Independent used a procedural tactic to object to a request by Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Majority Leader, to expeditiously take up the veto override vote. Bernie Sanders asked Mr. McConnell to commit to putting a measure passed by the House on Monday, increasing direct payments on the Senate floor. Mr. McConnell declined to do that. Bernie Sanders just said, we have just passed the largest military budget in the history of our country, $740 billion. Mr. Sanders said, meanwhile, 500,000 Americans are homeless. Half of our working families are struggling to survive paycheck to paycheck. This thing about 500,000 people being homeless, first of all, it's a wild exaggeration. Secondly, there is nothing in the COVID relief bill and nothing about the $2,000 checks that are going to help people who are homeless. I think if you send $2,000 to somebody who's living in a park somewhere, the chances that that is going to change his or her life and get them situated in a shelter or a new apartment are probably not great. Probably not that great. The ongoing debate here, I think it, some light is cast by the Wall Street Journal, which had an excellent editorial. And the editorial is under the heading, Trump gives Schumer an assist. Mr. Trump has been insisting that Congress write checks of $2,000 each to most Americans, rather than the $600 in the bill that he just signed. His own Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, negotiated the $600 figure in the bill. But after the bill passed, Mr. Trump decided that wasn't enough. Never mind that the $2,000 would go to tens of millions of Americans who have kept their jobs and maintained their incomes during the pandemic. It would also add somewhat near $500 billion or more to a federal deficit that is already into the trillions of dollars. The economy won't benefit since the recipients aren't going to change their behavior, knowing it's merely a one-time check. Senate Republicans oppose the $2,000 for those sound reasons. But Mr. Trump has put them in a political spot. Democrats immediately joined Mr. Trump's call for the $2,000, and on Monday, House Democrats passed the larger amount by a vote of 275 to 134. Those 134, that was most of the Republicans. They voted 3-1 against increasing to $2,000. That leaves Mr. McConnell with a tough call of barring a Senate vote as Democrats bang away in TV ads in Georgia against GOP incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Or he can hold a vote, which would split the GOP caucus and upset fiscally conservative voters. Either way, it amounts to a Donald Trump in-kind contribution to Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, and the other Democrats. And what about those laws governing online speech? They need reform, not repeal, says former Congressman Rick White, who wrote the initial protections.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration has said the goal was for 20 million people to be vaccinated by the end of the year. As of Monday morning, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention COVID data tracker reported just over 2 million people receiving their first dose. As far as where things stand moving forward, Admiral Brett Giroir telling MSNBC,
so by the end of this week, we will have distributed about 15.6 million doses to the states. That means through the FedEx and UPS trucks to the states. We announced this morning a distribution of another 4.2 plus million that will occur next week, so that by the end of next week, we'll be at about 19.9 million distributed.
A new Gallup poll finds that President Trump is the most admired man of 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved Show, I know it's hard to believe, but once upon a time when there were, saber-toothed tigers roaming the earth, mastodons there in the frozen north, there were also terrific Republican representatives representing the Seattle area. Yeah, once upon a time. When I first moved to Seattle in 1996, 7 of the 9 congressmen from the state of Washington at the time were Republicans. The best of them, one of the best, was Rick White. And he, unfortunately, was succeeded in Congress by a guy named Jay Inslee, who is now the governor of the state of Washington. But Rick White still deserves a lot of credit. He just wrote a terrific piece in the Wall Street Journal, which I agree with emphatically, about a piece of legislation that he wrote. And he wrote this piece under the heading, Laws Governing Online Speech Need Reform, Not Repeal. Rick, it's great to talk to you, and thanks for your contribution to the conversation.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. It's great to talk to you.
Okay, first of all, you're talking about this Section 230, which has become such an obsession of the president's. Now, let's make sure everybody's got this clear. What Section 230 is, it doesn't mean that you as an individual or a company can offer opinions and not be responsible for them. What it means is that if you're running an internet company and somebody sends an internet message on Facebook or in Google or on Twitter, that if that message is defamatory or inaccurate or wrong, the company that's carrying it can't be held responsible, sort of like the phone company can't be held responsible for something that you say in a phone conversation. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, really, we wanted the internet to be kind of like the public square, you know, the classic public square where everybody, individuals and everybody, can express their views. And in that case, you know, if somebody says something you don't like or that defames somebody, you can't sue the public square. You know? You have to sue the person who made the comment and, you know, do what you need to do with them. So that was the model we were trying to come up with.
Right, and that's worked pretty brilliantly for the internet, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I think it worked well, you know, possibly too well. You have a lot of people saying stuff on Facebook and elsewhere that other people don't like. I think that's caused these companies to try to really be careful about what they let people say. But frankly, they may be careful in the wrong way now. So I think we're in a situation where there frankly are some legitimate concerns about how you let these big companies control the information that people put on the internet or the information that people can see.
Now, wouldn't it, if they simply removed Section 230, which is what President Trump seems to want, wouldn't that make for more censorship, not less censorship? Because they'd be very careful not to touch certain subjects altogether, right?
Yeah, I think it'd be a total disaster because, you know, they'd be responsible for everything anybody said on their platform. So every post that somebody put on Facebook, you know, they'd have to take a look at and kind of wonder whether they should let it go up there or not. And, you know, they don't know if somebody in, you know, Dubuque is defaming somebody in Des Moines, you know, by what they say. So I think it would really drastically limit what people are able to say and, you know, on the internet so that other people can see. And frankly, that's very much counter to our right of free speech. I mean, right now, we do have a public square still, but really most of the conversation happens on these online platforms. So, if you believe in free speech, you really don't want to restrict what people can say there.
Yeah, so basically, when it comes to the concerns that a lot of conservatives have, including you, including me, including everybody, that it seems pretty clear that some of the big internet companies lean to the left side of things. How can you prevent them from basically exercising their own judgment as to what things to put with warnings or with disclaimers or to block?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really the thing that the issue that we need to focus on now, because I really believe once you get to the size of Facebook or Google or something where you're controlling a huge portion of the public square, right, a huge portion of the market, then it is appropriate maybe for you to be subject to some of the restrictions that a government is restricted by. Like, for example, the First Amendment doesn't really apply. It doesn't apply to private companies. But if you get to the point where you have 75%, you know, of the speech taking place on your platform, maybe that is the point where we should ask you to comply with the First Amendment just like a government would have to do. And in that case, you know, if Facebook doesn't put up the information that you're entitled to provide to people under the First Amendment, then you could sue them for violating your First Amendment rights. Might not be exactly the perfect solution. There might be some other ways you'd have to tweak that to get it to work. But something like that, I think, would be a much better solution than just simply repealing the statute and then really limiting what people were willing to say.
Well, yeah, repealing the statute again, I mean, what would that even look like? Because there would be nothing in that repeal that would say, well, yeah, you can be sued now, but you can't make any judgment on what it is you put on your platform. You can't be sued for something that you're not allowed to say no to, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. You'd basically be in a situation where you're just begging these guys to censor everything. And, you know, that's really is not what we want. I mean, you don't want the tech companies doing that. They do lean to the left. And there are probably other places where, you know, people lean in other directions that you wouldn't like. So I think taking it off altogether really doesn't make sense. And I really don't think anybody really believes that. You know, they've talked even this week about ways that they could deal with Section 230. And I think the right solution is probably the one suggested by Lindsey Graham, where he says, look, let's say that 230 will expire, you know, in 2 or 3 years, and we'll give, you know, ourselves, the Congress, but also the internet community, the right to do the responsible thing and come up with a solution that solves some of these problems.
And what would that solution look like conceivably, Rick? What would it look like?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of things. I think applying the First Amendment to a online platform that had, you know, maybe up more than a certain number of users or viewers, like I think one of the numbers that's been suggested that you have 300 million, you know, monthly active users, then maybe you should be treated like a public square rather than a private company, and then you would have to comply with the First Amendment. I think that's one step. Another, you know, portion of what we might have to do would be to get the online community to do what the movie people have done or the accounting people have done, where they come up, you know, not a particular one company deciding how they're going to censor things or how they're going to deal with things, but the entire industry getting together and saying, these are the standards that we have to comply with. I think that would be a much better solution than, you know, just clamping down so that nobody can talk at all, basically, on these platforms.
Last question, and it has to do with your past involvement in Washington state politics. Mm-hmm. You think the Republican Party has a chance to make a comeback even in our state of Washington?
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, as you said at the beginning, in the old days, you know, we had quite a few Republicans around.
I really
think the state, you know, it does so much better when you don't have a one-party system where one party gets to run everything, you know, for 30 years, which is basically what we've had. So I really hope that does happen. You know, there's an independent streak in our state, and sometimes it doesn't always line up with the Republicans. But if you can get a Republican Party that taps into that and taps into that, you know, Perot voter or that, you know, voter who is a little unhappy with the status quo, I got to believe that could be successful here. And, boy, I would sure love to see it happen.
Well, I would love to see it happen. Love to see you as part of it. That's Rick White. He was a member of the U.S. House of Representatives from 1995 to 1999. He is currently involved in trying to help startups in Washington, D.C., and then across the country. We will be right back on the Medved Show on the latest on the breaking news from the Senate. More breaking all the time. And it's kind of broken, too. Coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And the news from Capitol Hill is that they will be taking a vote to override the president's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. And that's a key role. It's a key role because some of that funding goes to the new branch of the service, the Space Force, where the Space Force has just unveiled the design for its new uniforms. And this should be controversial. We will post the image of the Space Force uniform designs on our website on michaelmedved.com. The New York Times reports that the scheduled vote will be tomorrow to override that defense veto, and it almost surely will go through. As The Times reports, Senator Bernie Sanders moved to delay a planned vote on a military policy bill that President Trump vetoed, insisting instead that lawmakers first vote on a proposal to increase the size of stimulus checks from $600 to $2,000. Here is what it sounded like at the moment that Bernie Sanders wanted that vote on the stimulus checks to go before the vote on actually approving a defense authorization bill for $740 billion. This would be clip four.
So, Madam President, would the senator modify his request that immediately following the vote on the veto override, the Senate proceed to the consideration of H.R. 9051, that the bill be considered read a third time, and the Senate vote on passage of the bill without intervening action or debate. Further, that if passed, the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table.
Is there objection to the request for modification?
Objection.
Objection is heard. Is there objection to the original?
I object.
Objection is heard.
Okay, so they're objecting to each other, so they're not going to be voting on anything right away. One of the difficulties is that, and Mitch McConnell has spoken about this, he apparently agreed in order to get President Trump to sign the COVID-19 rescue package, the relief package, he agreed that they would discuss at least this idea of repealing Section 230, the Federal Communications Act, which, by the way, is not going to happen. And they would discuss that, and they would discuss the president's desire for more investigation of what he believes to be massive voter fraud. And this comes up to one of the problems for Mike Pence. This is really, it's just an unbelievable situation. You got to admire the vice president because he is able to keep his cool even in very, very difficult situations. There's a headline in New York Magazine that says Pence should remove Trump from office immediately. And this is an opinion piece by someone named Paul Campos, who says that Mike Pence should immediately invoke the 25th Amendment and should strike out against Donald Trump because Donald Trump is dangerous. I mean, look what he did with his coronavirus bill. He held it up for 5 days before he finally decided to sign it. Called a disgrace in between. There are all kinds of problems with his pardons and his commutations. And there he is. He's still going to be president of the United States for 22 more days. And, okay. So New York Magazine is saying, Mike Pence, you have to step up because they can only invoke the 25th Amendment, which removes the president because he's incapable of doing his job. And then you get half the cabinet to agree with you, and then that has to be sustained by the House and the Senate. Okay, it's 22 days. It's not going to happen. Mike Pence, of course, is not going to do it. He's been very loyal to President Trump. But then there's this headline. Representative Louie Gohmert, who, of course, is a very strong supporter of President Trump, pack of GOPers sue Mike Pence in bid to force VP to pick Trump electors on January 6th. Now, this is completely nuts. But a group of Republicans, including Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas, he's the only member of Congress to sign on to this, and Kelly Ward of Arizona, she is the state chair for the Republican Party in Arizona, that group is suing Vice President Mike Pence in a desperate last-ditch attempt to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. The Electoral College is scheduled to certify Joe Biden's win on January 16th, a procedural task overseen by the sitting vice president, in this case Pence, who has not yet publicly acknowledged the fact that Trump lost his bid for a second term. In the lawsuit, details of which were posted on The Hill, Gohmert Ward and 10 other plaintiffs, such as Students for Trump COO Tyler Boyer, Arizona Republican Party Executive Director Greg Safson, and a bunch of others, took this case before Judge Jeremy Kernodle, who's a Trump appointee. And by the way, I looked him up. He's a really solid judge. He's a brilliant guy. He was a valedictorian at Vanderbilt University Law School, a Trump appointee who was confirmed without opposition, and I'm virtually sure he's going to throw this case out. But what they want is the way it's supposed to work, according to the Electoral Counting Act, which was passed in 1887. So we're talking 150 years ago. It was passed, which specifies the way the electoral votes, which are sent to the Senate and the House of the United States, those electoral votes are supposed to be opened and counted under a position where the vice president is presiding over a joint session of Congress. What this lawsuit wants is to return to what some of the original drafters of the 12th Amendment seem to have in mind, which was the vice president make a recommendation as to which set of electors should be considered by the joint session of Congress. In other words, there already are a bunch of Republicans, about a dozen House members, no senators yet, who say they will object when, for instance, the very first of the disputed states to come up will be Arizona. And that's why I think there's so many Arizona people on this lawsuit. They'll say, okay, Arizona, we have 11 electoral votes here that have been cast for Joe Biden. And then you have a chance, if you're a member of the House, to object, but you need to have a member of the Senate to object also. And in that case, the two branches, the two houses of Congress, break off separately, and then they debate it for 2 hours as to who actually won in those states. So that's going to happen. But what this lawsuit wants is they want to give Mike Pence the right to say, no, I don't recognize these Biden electors. I recognize Trump electors. So that would then mean that it would have to be the Democrats who would object to what's going on. Now, none of this is going to work out. I mean, this is not a lawsuit with a lot of chances of success behind it. Louis Gohmert in a statement said, we continue to hold out hope that there is a federal judge who understands that the fraud that stole this election will mean the end of our republic. And this suit would ensure that the vice president will only accept electors legitimately and legally elected. There must be an opportunity for a day in court when fraud was this prevalent. In other words, they want the vice president of the United States, who, by the way, is on the ticket because these Trump electors are also Pence electors. They want the vice president of the United States to decide which set of electors to seat, not a federal court, not the voters who chose the electors, but Vice President Pence. I don't think he wants to do that, but it indicates where we are. Serious calls for armed insurrection? Is that where we are? We'll also talk about one veteran Republican, Cal Thomas, who says he has the perfect candidate for 2024. It isn't Trump. Who is it? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.